Hello and welcome to your Bank Holiday Monday edition of the award-winning Gutter. I'm joined by Neil, who's got out of his crib for a bank holiday because he's a consummate pro. Stu writes with me.
I'm on show five.
Are you on show five?
No, show four. Sorry, we didn't do one of the other ones. I'm on show four. Show four, this is my fourth show.
They don't get more consummate. They don't get more professional than Neil Atkinson. And they don't get more transfer sceptic than my third guest, Paddy Fitzsimon, who is joining us to rubbish all the rumours. I'm looking forward to this happening, Paddy. Don't worry, that's done round here. You want to meet Josh Williams?
Yeah.
Josh doesn't believe anything I bring to the table. Not anything. I've done these things on video. I said Josh has one eyebrow permanently raised throughout these shows, so you can fill his shoes. In fact, the first one I've got my agenda. You've seen my agenda is going to be the biggest "oh fuck off, Rob" link you can do. But I saw it and I'm going to go with it because it's the one I want most. I want Kvaratskhelia in my life more than I've ever wanted another man in my life.
Really?
And yes, I think at this moment, Neil, I've only got eyes for the 6 foot Georgian. There was a rumour, thank God, came out. God bless him, Peter O'Rourke at Football Insider on the Twitter a couple of days ago said Liverpool are still actively in the market for Kvaratskhelia. Now, I know it seems wishful thinking. I know it seems it's got to be the bullshittiest late window rumour you can imagine. And yet, I'm not going to you on this one, Paddy, not nearly yet. You come at the end. And yet, Stu Wright, there's a body of evidence that says this might not be as mad as one would think on first glance. One, we know Liverpool have actively pursued an expensive left-sided player in Anthony Gordon. Expensive, left-sided, two key elements. Two, we know they're not getting fucking anywhere with this one so far, although we'll come back to that later in the show. Three, there was a point in this window where Kvaratskhelia's agent talked about him considering his options. He sort of backtracked on it. But there's also been comments coming out of Napoli saying, no, we never know what's going to happen. References to Osimhen and other players. I think it's beyond debatable that he will be a player on Liverpool's list. It is hugely debatable as to whether Liverpool have got a cat in hell's chance of getting him. But I think he'll be on the list and I think they can afford him. Are you going to give me any hope on this one?
Yeah, no. To be fair, when I saw his name on the agenda, it's one of those where instinctively you're like, oh, come on, you know, not that one again.
Like, what are you like?
But the more you think about it, I think there is a little bit. There's a little bit there. There's a little bit of reason, cause for hope, I think, in terms of...
That's all we need.
Well, that's it. There's a sliver of it. And it's because there does seem to be a little bit of a change in Napoli's approach to the transfer market